presents this unabridged recording of Bettany's Book, written by Thomas Keneally and read by Uli Bevay. The dedication reads, To Rory Coverdale, fresh to Australia and the world. Foreword. Details of the pastoral life and wool growing in 19th century Australia are taken from W. A. Brodribb's Recollections of an Australian Squatter, 1883, and Stephen H. Roberts' The Squatting Age in Australia, 1835-1847, 1935. Many of the incidents of W. A. Brodribb's life occur also to Jonathan Bettany, but for the sake of Brodribb's memory, it must be said that the intimate sins and failures attributed to Bettany in these pages are pure invention. Similarly, I hasten to say that the incidents that take place at Sydney University and which involve academic turpitude are entirely fictional and are not based on any events I have ever heard of, nor are any of the characters based on Sydney University staff or students, past or present. The quotations from Horace are taken from the Odes of Horace, translated by James Mickey, 1964, and Horace, Edward Frenkel, 1957. The English translations are my own work, though I did take my tone from the lyrical spirit of Mickey's own free-flowing translations. Any quotations from the Islamic scriptures are taken from the Quran, translated by N. J. Darwood, 1956. I am grateful to Abbas Elzine of Sydney, himself a fine writer, for advice and the correction of any Arabic phrases which appear here. For information on the work of NGOs and their field officers, I owe a debt to James Inglis, Jill Jamison, Graham Romanus, Sandra Heaney, and Simon Williamson, who have all had a devoted interest in the Sudan. My daughter Jane gave similar help on matters to do with the Australian film industry. Needless to say, any errors or excesses appearing in the text are my own. I would be wrong to conclude without thanking Louise Thurtell and Amanda O'Connell of Sydney and Carol Welch of London, the midwives of this long and complex text, and as ever, my wife Judith, who is under the persistent impression I am a writer. Thomas Keneally, Sydney, 2000.